was God is a God who brings peace.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you don't know what to do, look towards the decision that brings you the most peace.
Mm.
And I knew right then what we needed to do.
Yeah. Hey everyone, we're Joel and Lana, and this is the End of the Day Show.
It's a new episode of the End of the Day Show, where we talk a lot about the last 4 weeks.
All the changes, all the feelings, all the seasons, the location.
We moved. Yeah. So surprise. Look forward to hearing from you guys, our listeners, about our life update, and we go into depth.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit on to sort of how we made the decisions that we have and mm-hmm. ended up in the province that we have. And
a little bit of the process.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so if you like the episode, feel free to reach out. And if you want to leave comments or questions or ratings, we appreciate all of that.
Appreciate all of it.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Hi, Lana.
Hi.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. Probably 2 months.
I think so. Because I think October was the last time we recorded.
Oh, no. Shortly after the fundraiser.
Okay, so early November.
Early November.
Yeah. So it's been almost 2 months.
Yeah. And can I tell you, the life we have lived in those 2 months.
If we look or sound tired, it's because we are.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's been a crazy 2 months.
Yeah. We are in our new home.
We are.
In Surrey.
Yeah, Surrey, BC.
Yeah.
The backdrop looks a little different because it is.
It's also our old home.
It is also our old home. Yeah.
It's also the family home.
Yeah. So this is my parents' home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have spent many years living in this house.
Yeah. And we're going to spend some more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, things have drastically changed in the last month and a half.
Yes.
2 months. I think the last time we talked on here, we were just getting ready to go on our big adventure of our family living in two separate locations, and we were kind of discussing how that was going to go and how we were preparing for that. And what else? And we were talking about Christmas,
mm-hmm.
what we were going to do for Christmas. Everything that we were kind of expecting going into the season has been completely different,
yeah.
I think, is safe to say.
Yeah.
A lot of good, a lot of bad. An extreme amount of shocking. I think it's safe to say it's been a very unexpected season.
That would be correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I could just lay out the details.
Yeah, go for it.
You left November 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of for 2 weeks, the girls and I managed.
Yeah.
You know, work was kind of fine, but you know, there was some issues that were bubbling up. And
while also trying to homeschool the girls.
Yeah.
And single parent.
Yeah. So, and we did really good for two and a half weeks or something.
I only got a couple phone calls that were like, please help.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, and then sort of the big crux of the season, or the big
pivot
or change of the season, is I've had a job change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last time we talked about sort of the difficulties of fundraising,
mm-hmm.
And those have sort of not gone away and increased to the point where I resigned.
Yeah. Ultimately you resigned. Yeah.
Yeah. It just, yeah. Ultimately, it wasn't the right fit,
mm-hmm.
for a lot of reasons. But, yeah, it has sort of resulted in us moving up potential timelines of
We were forced to take a really good, long, hard look at the season that we've been in and the season that we're going into, and trying to figure out where is the best place for us as a family to enter into the next season.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it came down to our hometown or city.
Yeah.
Big city.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of faced with the prospect of moving on from my job, it caused us to ask some questions about why we were living in Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
And if the job wasn't happening, what was keeping us in Manitoba?
Yeah.
And sort of balancing that with the call of our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire that we've had all through the journey of living in Manitoba to be closer to family, especially closer to grandparents, we found is extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so faced with the, you know, decision of moving on from my job, we made a very quick and hard decision.
Very hard decision.
To move.
Mm-hmm. So it was really unexpected, because when the boys and I packed to go on our trip, we had the mindset of we're going for a month on our own and then for another month with you guys out here, and then we were going to travel back home. So we packed what we needed for 2 months. And we're like, okay, we're going to come back to everything else and life is going to go back to normal and we'll just truck on from there. And then, was it 2 weeks in, I think you said?
At this point, the timeline's a little bit fuzzy.
It's super fuzzy because it's been a blur.
Yeah.
It was a whirlwind of a season. Yeah, and like during that time, like you guys were figuring out your routine without me there. I was figuring out my routine with two toddler boys in like an adult home, which is like, it's another dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, what can you touch? What can't you touch? And so we were all finding our new normal. And I think we were starting to settle into it really well. And then the news kind of came that things were changing. And we needed to figure out what to do from there.
Yeah.
And that was really hard for me on my end, because I couldn't be with you to help on the parenting side or help take off the home load so you could focus on the workload more than generally necessary. You know, like, obviously you're focused on the workload, but I couldn't be there to help in that. So it was a really interesting experience that I don't think we ever want to go through again.
Yeah.
We learned a lot. We grew a lot. We lost a lot, I think it's safe to say. It was a change of pace for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of loss. It was it was just really sudden. Like, we certainly did not have to move. And we're still moving. Like, we're still going back in a couple of weeks to pack up the moving truck and clean up the house and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, sort of faced with the prospect of wanting to probably eventually come back home anyway.
Eventually. Yeah. But like, it wasn't on our radar to do it anytime soon. Like, we had kind of a plan, like a tentative plan of minimum 5 years there.
Right.
And so we were only almost 2 years in. And so in our minds, like, moving back wasn't really a reality until at least 3 years down the road. So it really fast-tracked.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I think we were both starting to feel pretty homesick.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I think we had sort of looked at this vacation back to BC as, well, what would it look like if we moved up that timeline?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We had started talking about, like, you know, what is there a possibility of 2025? No, probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe 2026. Oh, yeah, that sounds more reasonable. That would have given us 4 solid years in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Or 3 solid years in Manitoba. But yeah, all that to say, it's been a minute, and that's why the podcast hasn't been, you know, as prolific as it was before.
Yeah. there's been a lot of processing going on our end of just the sudden changes.
Yeah.
And what that looks like for our family and...
ton of emotion and tears. Okay, we're getting interrupted a lot. So if this episode feels cut together, it's because our kids are mega sick right now. Honestly.
And sick in a different location, which is hard
to
navigate.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not Christmas if no one gets sick.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I guess so. It would be nice if there was a Christmas without kids getting sick.
I thought this Christmas would be different because last year we were like dying on Christmas.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, we had our year. Our year from hell is over. We're going to be good this Christmas. No, it caught us on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the long and short of it, or the too long didn't read, is that we're moving and we have made the mental switch and just about made the complete physical move to British Columbia, back to Surrey. A little bit of a stage of rebuilding our lives. But
we are currently in transition.
Yeah.
We are searching out everything right now. What does work look like? What does housing look like? We are currently in my parents' home, which is a beautiful big home, but they have 3 adults and a dog, and we have 6 people and a big dog. So there's going to be 9 of us and 2 dogs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, what is housing going to look like? What is work going to look like to pay for housing?
Yeah.
What area are we going to live in? There's a lot of questions and a lot of unknowns, but yet a weird amount of peace about it because it feels like the right decision.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of.
It certainly does feel like the right decision. Like I was talking today with you that like the last 3 weeks have been, or 4 weeks have just been some of the most chaotic and tough of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we ended up back in Surrey
brought you a lot of peace.
But it's definitely not the worst outcome.
No.
The other options that we were considering of living or working or things like that, you know, if I had to restart anywhere, I'm happy that I'm restarting here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not completely restarting, right?
No. Like, we do have community here. We have a lot of friends and family. We have a lot of family here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like we're just uprooting.
Evidently, there's a lot of family here.
It's not like we're just uprooting to a brand new place and it's a fresh start with no roots. Like, I think our roots really are here. We have planted roots here before. And it's kind of easy to just dig back down in again. And I think as hard as this season has been, this like really short, chaotic season, it's been devastating in many ways. I think, that's the honest truth. It's been devastating, but it's also been good because we've seen God's hand through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like now that we're kind of entering the other side of it, and because we haven't actually packed up our house and gone back yet to like face the emotions that come with physically being there. But now that we're coming out on the other side of it, we can look back and be like, oh, wow, God was preparing our hearts months ago. Or there were little red flags here or little, you know, Holy Spirit whisper moments that were like, hey, what about this idea? And then that comes true, you know? So it's like, okay, God's hand has been in the workings of it from the very beginning, and what feels like a massive shock also doesn't feel as shocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we weren't expecting that pivot.
Yeah.
We were expecting a different pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
or not even a pivot. We were happy. Well, I think going along.
We'll get into all the details and
at another time. We still have a lot of processing to do.
There's so many stories from this season that we're in that we have to tell for the next few years, I'm sure.
Yeah. It'll take a few years of therapy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know a good Christian therapist in Surrey,
send their number our way. We're going to need it.
But yeah, we are back, and we're, in a lot of ways, I am thrilled to be home. Yeah.
We were just saying today, like, it's December, it's the end of December, and I went on a walk with our daughter and the two dogs, and she was in, like, a light cardigan and playing on the playground. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the weather here is beautiful.
Yeah.
It rains, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah. I went 5 minutes down the street to a very, like, niche grocery store with a built-in, you know,
coffee shop
and, you know, gourmet donuts. And I was like, okay, this is a nice place to live too.
Like, ultimately, we're city people at heart. So it's like there's little things that are like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, though, like, small towns are fantastic in a lot of ways with raising really young kids. Like, the freedom our kids had playing outside in our yard and just, like, going for bike rides and not worrying about cars on the road and stuff. Like, sometimes just leaving the front door here, I'm like, no one go out of my sight because it's busy. Not because it's dangerous, it's just busy and there's a lot more people and you don't know your neighbors as well as we did, you know,
right.
Living in a small town. It feels like everyone knows you.
Yes. We had the best neighbors.
We had the most amazing neighbors.
In Landmark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were very blessed that way.
Yeah.
We actually have really good neighbors here too. We just got to get to know them better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a... There's a lot to say and also not a lot to say about this. We have a lot of processing to do, I think.
Yeah.
It's just the bottom line. Like, there is just a lot. And a lot of it is good and a lot of it is hard and bad. And, like, we don't want to hide that from anyone. But we also want to be respectful of the situation.
Yeah.
And people involved in it. And, yeah, it's the ending of a chapter. And I think it was a chapter we grew a lot in, both of us.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. I just, yeah, it's so fresh still. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
If you ever finish, like, a really good book and you just, like, want to stay with those characters for a little bit longer.
Just linger.
Like, that's sort of where we're at.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wow, what a rich and good and hard experience the last 2 years were.
It was a wild ride.
And, you know, I'm still learning. Yeah, we're going to be adjusting to living life in a different world with different characters for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that bittersweet end of that journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, all of that happening while being in two different provinces meant that living apart was a lot harder than originally anticipated.
Oh, man. If you've ever had, like, career-wise, it's been hard, right? And normally when I had a hard time before, it was like, oh, wow, what a, like, blow-up today was. I never want to remember it at all. I get out of the car, I go in the door, I can see the family, give Lana a hug, and it's just like this nice reset.
Yeah.
That did not happen at all for a month straight, where it was just like, it felt like the hardest day of my life. And then the next day was harder. And then the next day was
harder. And then you would come home and have to feed the girls dinner.
Yeah.
And then go back to work.
And the stories I could tell about the fits that my kids threw while I was trying to parent in, like, some of the hardest season of my personal life. I try not to let that reflect on the kids, but like, they could see that things were happening and changing.
Yeah. And then I think... Like, I think a really important factor to note here, too, is I don't know if we've talked about this at all, really, on the podcast. But I guess we did a little bit. We do have a kid on the spectrum.
Yeah.
You were parenting.
Yeah.
That child, as well as a sibling. But, like, for a lot of people on the spectrum, change is almost impossible.
Yeah.
And for a quick, drastic change like that, it's just hard. It's just hard to navigate for them and for you as the parent to be like, how do I walk you through that? And so,
yeah,
you had a lot on your plate.
I
was just sitting over here like vibing. The boys are alive and I'm in my like happy place and I went to the beach today. And I am so sorry.
Coffee with friends.
And yeah, and feeling so guilty because I just wanted to be there to help you and to support you. And like phone calls and texts are great, but
yeah,
you know, it doesn't replace quality time with someone in person to like help fuel your soul kind of thing. So,
we talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about on the podcast, and honestly, there's so many emotions that I'm not burying, but like I'm guarding them. And you know, I do let them surface when I have a quiet moment to like reflect and all these kinds of things, but there's so much happening within me right now. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to really talk about this at length.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Abigail, our daughter, she catches me like just staring off into the distance, just thinking. And for a while she would be like, what are you staring at, Dad? Are you looking at yourself again? Or all of these things.
And really you're just lost in your thoughts.
And so today it was another one of those times. And she's like, oh, Dad, you're thinking again. I was like, yeah, there's so much to think about. Just because I want to handle my emotions maturely and not bury them, but also not let them explode.
Yeah.
And it just, that takes work right now. Right. And so.
Because it's such a mixture of emotions too. Like like organizing them out, naming them. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then managing them and then parenting while you're managing them.
Yeah. And holding sick kids with fevers and not sleeping.
Coughing in your face.
And
not
sleeping in our own bed.
But then we've had the sick children sleeping in our room.
Yeah.
Because we're not hosting, in our own bed.
Hosting people in not our house, in our home.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild
ride. I don't know how else to describe it other than it's been a wild ride.
Yeah. Like, we could... Yeah. If someone, like, wrote a book narrating all the things and all the experiences and conversations we've had over the last 4 weeks, it would be, like, Encyclopedia Britannica long. How to explain all the context to all the different conversations we're having and all the different crazy from the outside and crazy from the inside decisions that we're making.
Yeah.
Like
make it make sense.
Yeah. Make it make sense.
There's no making sense. It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the emotions have been big. Like, I was talking with someone just the other day. And saying how, like, I'm really good at kind of, like, I can be emotional, but I'm good at kind of hiding, for the most part, what I'm feeling. Or just, like, locking it away and dealing with it, preferably never. You know, like, I'll go into a corner, have my little cry by myself about something, and then I'll come out and be like, okay, let's just do this. Like, let's move on. But this season has forced me to really look into that and be like, do you know how to grieve? Do you know how to process? Like, culturally, we don't know how to grieve.
Mm.
And it's just not, it's not a big part of our culture. And I think that's why, like, anxiety and depression and whatnot is so rampant in our generation, is because grieving is not a thing. There's therapy and there's processing, but there isn't, like, grieving. And it's so prominent in a lot of other cultures, I feel like. And so, like, there would just be moments during this whole thing that I, like, just needed to scream and I couldn't. And just because it was so much. It was so much, and I didn't know how to handle it. And it felt like all of the previous seasons that we've been through that were tough and hard that I'd kind of locked away. It just, like, unlocked that floodgate of, like, you need to deal with all of it now because otherwise you're not going to get through this season kind of thing. And so it's, like, that whole thing of, like, managing your emotions and parenting and, like, still going through life. And making sure you're okay. Like, it was a learning curve. Because I was also, like, on top of all that, also really excited and really happy, which was really confusing. Like, how can you be, like, grieving, like, deeply grieving, and yet so excited about this season that you're in? Grieving whatever you're leaving behind to go towards what you're going towards. And so it's been an interesting growing season for me, because everything hits me a little bit differently than it hits you with this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because we were in it in different ways. As much as our family was in it together, like for you, it's job and community. And for me, it's, you know, community, but in a different sense and whatnot. Anyways, not to get too far into it, but it's been an interesting season of learning how to grieve well while staying positive and encouraged and being an encouragement to others who are also grieving in their own season. I think it's helped me have more compassion for people who are going through whatever it is that they're going through.
Yeah.
And just like helping me understand a little bit more when people are going through something.
Yep. Yeah, for me, it's just been heavy. It's just been a heavy time of choosing to walk away from a job that, you know, as a husband and father, it was providing for us. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to choose to walk away from this because I think that's the healthiest, most responsible decision to do.
Yeah.
And virtually become homeless.
Yeah. Like, I mean, technically our name is still on a lease, but
yeah, we're not living there. And it's, there's been so much confirmation and comfort from God and from my fathers and spiritual fathers and
just our chosen family.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, the people that have become brothers in Christ to me really lifted me up in some hard times. And I am so sad that we left our church family in Winnipeg.
But it was a huge encouragement to me that I was able to have a whole handful of people that I could call to, like, check in on you.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're doing good. And to rally around you. And I don't know that we've had that very often in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a rich family of people. And some of those people were here. And some of them were back in Manitoba. But just the fact that there was that security of, like, oh, I know he's good because these people are, like,
making a 40-minute drive to come see me, and
they are, they're putting you, you know, as a priority to be there with you and love on you and encourage you. And, like, I think they were a huge encouragement for you, which was just, like, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's one of the hardest parts of relocating our family is we had found a fantastic church family. So anyone in the Winnipeg area?
Gateway South
Osborne.
With Norm and Nikki Zaslak.
They're great.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Literally the best people. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they've loved on our family like family. And it's really cool too because your families go back way back to Yukon days where you were born. It's just a rich history there and a rich present and hopefully future going forward. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So we are here.
We're here.
We're here in Surrey.
Yeah.
We don't really know what things look like going forward, but we're also content with that, I think. Because we're really leaving it up to God. We're really just, I think we've learned a lot in the seasons that we've been in and just even the last 5 years of our family's journey. And we've really learned the importance of, well, how do you say it? Really looking for God's direction.
Yeah.
In the small decisions and the big decisions. And just walking in obedience, I think.
Yeah.
Which might sound funny to some people, but.
Yeah, we have really learned to sense God's direction. I think I'm ready for things just to move slower for the next season. Like, we started talking about what our last 5 years have looked like,
mm-hmm.
and it has been incredible.
Yeah.
The amount of moves. BS that we've done, that we've gone through and caused, and the hopes and dreams that we have sort of let die and
be lean reborn. Into and then die. Yeah.
It's been a tough go. Yeah.
And it's kind of become a joke in our family around Christmas time where, like, as we're setting up the decorations.
No, I hate those jokes.
it's actually awful. It's sad. But the kids normally hope will be like, so we're here this Christmas. Where are we setting up next Christmas? And we're like, oh. Because 2 years seems to be the turnaround date where, you know, just whatever season we're in ends and we move on to the next season. And I feel like we're always searching for what God is asking us to move to and do. And so it's always good. It's just.
Yeah.
Always really hard too.
Yeah.
A lot of learning. I feel like we've been in like a training season forever.
Dude.
Boot camp.
I was talking to a friend who is about to go through a big change in his life. And
mm-hmm.
we were talking about, and it was offhand, and it wasn't a dig at me or at us.
Yeah.
But he was just saying, he's like, well, like the way that we process and make decisions is we really spend a long time just making sure everything is like all the ducks in a row or yeah. really, we're not so free flowing, I think is the word he used. And it's like, you know what? We maybe are guilty of being too free flowing.
Kind of like that nomad lifestyle, I guess.
Yeah. It's a little bit. Yeah.
Like gypsies.
A little bit like gypsies.
Like gypsies.
I'm just ready to, like, I never want to be settled down to the point where we're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I am ready to just slow down.
Yeah.
Reevaluate how I'm making some career decisions and career mm-hmm. moves. But also just look for God to lead us in the way that he wants to. Just hoping that is not so itinerant, you know, moving from one place to the next. It's just more, this is where you are now, you know.
And I think we've been eager for opportunities too, where, like, our family is still young. We're not getting any younger, but, like, our kids are still young. And it's been a cool experience for them. Being in different places, but also, you know, our girls are now getting older and they really crave, I don't want to say stability, but they crave a little bit of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be able to enjoy their friends for more than 3 years at a time and like really lean into the, and like they do have friendships like that because we always end up coming back here. And so they have friends like that here. But I think we crave that for them and we're learning a lot about ourselves and the things that our hearts lean towards more. And we love where we're living. there's just something about Surrey mm-hmm. that your heart pulls towards. I grew up here. I was born and raised here. So it's what I know. And it's what refuels me, you know, the people, the accessibility to the beach and the mountains and the Okanagan, like, you know, for us and the things that we love to do and the things that we love to be a part of, it's really central. It's kind of like the heartbeat of the area for us. And so it just makes sense, I think, mm-hmm. to be here. And honestly, if this had happened at any other time, we wouldn't have been able to do it.
To do the move so fast.
To do the move. Or yeah. really at all for a while. Moves are expensive. Until you've moved cross provinces, you have no idea how pricey it can get. But I feel like God just really put the pieces into motion where it all just fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. That we were actually able to make it happen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't by our it wasn't by our abilities at all. Like, it's completely a God thing, I think. But yeah, like, this is our kids love it here, our family's here, we love it here. And I think that there's a lot of really cool opportunities for job and ministry mm-hmm. here with our family. And yeah, I don't know. It feels like the right thing.
Yes. It does feel like the right thing. And that mm-hmm. was one of those guiding conversations I had along the way of as I was wrestling with what's the right decision here. Mm-hmm. God is a God who brings peace. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you don't know what to do, look towards the decision that brings you the most peace. Mm. And I knew right then what we needed to do.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot else that goes around yeah. this. And, you know, there's a lot of stories to tell about what we mm-hmm. thought, what we believed God was sort of leading us and speaking to us about. And, yeah, all in God's timing. It, looking back, it's a little bit funny now. I'm sure it'll be very funny later.
It's only a little bit funny right now.
Yeah.
But, like, laugh so you don't cry. Kind of funny.
Yeah. But when he said that, when that person talked about God as a God of peace, and when you're looking, when you don't know exactly what the right decision is, mm-hmm. Look for the one that brings you the most peace, because that's, you know, that could be a sign of where God is leading you. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
It, yeah. I know there's probably, I know there's a lot of questions. Like, I have a ton of unread text messages and emails to reply
to. Sorry to all of those that we haven't responded to yet.
Yeah.
We're getting around to it.
yeah. A lot of it has just been a big pause because we wanted to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah.
And if I started going through all of these things and having these conversations 100 times over with different people, it would have taken away from our family's Christmas enjoyment. And
we were really looking forward to this Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first year since before COVID that me and my sisters have all been home. Mm-hmm. My parents aren't here. They're in Mexico, which is like, bums. We're all jealous.
Beach bums.
but it was the first time us girls were all together again. And we really didn't want to jeopardize that with
just the processing.
The processing.
And even the, because yeah. every time that I talk to somebody right now about our big life change, it's just a really long, hard conversation mm-hmm. with, and truthfully, I just didn't have the space to do that.
Yeah.
When we also had to do our Secret Santa shopping and all of the things, and our kids needed a good Christmas, right? And so.
Yeah. We had a big Christmas.
Yeah.
We had a big Christmas.
There was a lot.
There was a lot, yeah. yeah.
And it was good. Kids got sick.
And kids got
sick. Of course they got sick.
I was so careful.
Oh, man.
Leading up to Christmas because I really wanted it to be like a healthy Christmas. And somehow those dang bugs got us still. I was so upset. It's okay. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
I'll grieve it.
It's the fine. life with toddlers, right? But
yeah. But
We wanted to come on and give an update. It's been something like 7 weeks or something like that since
we last. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And you know, the podcast isn't dead. We're really looking forward to it as just a place for us to communicate to each other and just catch up. The podcast has been really nice for these conversations. But we also see it as kind of an interesting part of our life moving forward, right? It's the, as we settle into maybe a new 9-to-5 or new homeschool routine, I think the podcast is a little bit more dynamic and gives us something to look forward to producing and creating. And
yeah. And it's, I think we're both kind of verbal processors and like we're each other's main person that we process with and process. My brain's not working right now. It came out right.
Yeah.
And then in my brain, it said that didn't come out right. We can cut that.
Maybe.
It's the end of the day. We're tired.
Yeah, it is the end of the day show, and we are tired, and we really enjoy this time to connect and this time to not only just tell each other the same stories over and over again, but to sort of communicate how we want to follow God and how we want our marriage to follow God.
Yeah.
And
we want him to be the center of it.
Yeah. And I think the podcast helps to keep us accountable to that idea.
Yeah.
And we are not good examples of a lot of things.
No.
We hope to be good examples to our kids of finding a marriage and finding a partner that
you can communicate well to.
Yeah. That you're best friends with. Oh boy.
There goes our light.
Yeah, okay.
The light's tired too.
Anyway. So yeah, the podcast is going to keep going sort of come hell or high
water. And we're very excited about it.
Yes, we are excited about it. Yeah, it's sort of the one wild card going into the future because I think the rest of our life is going to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We pray and hope the rest of our life is going to calm down a little bit.
So maybe we'll have a chance to jump into those other stories that we keep saying, oh, it's a story for another time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, this is where we're at. This is what we're doing.
This is where we live.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you posted as to how that goes.
Yeah. But expect to hear from us soon.
Yeah. Yeah.